Tonight's intention is for healthcare workers under the patronage of St. Catherine of Siena. This evening, we begin the solemnity of St. Catherine of Siena at our parish. She's one of the greatest saints of the Dominican Order and a true daughter of St. Dominic. She's, of course, also one of the greatest saints of our church as a mystic and doctor of the church. We can learn much from the heroic and supernatural life of this great saint who put her deep prayer into action to serve the sick, to serve the poor, which at times can be a thankless task. She truly rose above the troubles of her own time, as the hymn pointed out. She was born in 1347 during an outbreak of the plague, the Black Death, in Siena, Italy. It was a time of great disease and suspension of law and order. And this was when hospital practices and quarantine law began to develop to combat future plagues. She was the 25th child born to her mother, and half of her siblings didn't survive childhood. So St. Catherine was no stranger to suffering and disease. It was a fact of life during her time. It's important to remember that her strength during that time, those troubles, came from God. Her strength came from God. She was known to be prayerful beyond all ordinary children and spent long hours in prayer. So much so that she entered a mystical marriage to Christ, such that she dedicated her whole life to Christ. In a vision, God told her to re-enter public life and to help the poor and the sick. And so she did. Catherine went from a life of peace and security, from prayer and seclusion, into the full glare of publicity to help the poor and the sick. This life of service began early in life, as she constantly came across people who were poor. And she repeatedly gave away her family's goods to their chagrin. She got in trouble many times by giving away clothing and food. Her prayer life blossomed into a life of service. She often visited hospitals and homes where the poor and sick were found, and her activities quickly attracted followers who helped her in her mission to serve the poor and the sick. The key here to her life of service was that she spiritualized her work by offering each act for Christ. As many healthcare workers today know, it is far from easy to help the sick. They are, in a way, in a form of misery, sometimes in their beds, alone, afraid, in pain. Sister Mary Jean Dorsey, a biographer, wrote this quote that captures St. Catherine's life. Enduring with a prayer and a quiet smile the bitter calumnies of those for whom she had sacrificed and labored, she was a model for anyone laboring at apparently thankless tasks in the Master's vineyard. St. Catherine persevered in her vocation of prayerful action, first initiated by God, to labor in serving the poor, the sick, the forgotten, the cast out, a truly thankless task, even today at times. Today, our healthcare workers who labor in the vineyard of our hospitals continue the work of St. Catherine. Our healthcare workers were also cast into the spotlight for their heroic work, similar to St. Catherine. They labor for long hours of service to those burdened by a current pandemic, and they still do so today, many of whom are burnt out. I heard stories of many people who even suffer from mental illness. You can read it in the news almost every day. I heard it from a high school teacher nearby and someone who works in an emergency department. The suffering and tragedies of this pandemic have not wavered. And the victims of our pandemic are not just those who pass from this life to the next. They are among us. They are before us in the hospitals. We will continue to see many turning to healthcare workers for help, just as many over 700 years ago or so turned to St. Catherine for help. And so it is all the more important for us and for healthcare workers to turn to the Lord for help. St. Catherine labored in the vineyard, and she was very fruitful because of God's work in her life that came from a deep prayer life. I encourage all health workers to continue their corporal works of mercy for the sick and to pray to St. Catherine as their model and intercessor in heaven. She knows how much you labor. May you spiritualize your works by offering each act for Jesus like St. Catherine, whether you are a healthcare worker or not. You can do this in your own life, the smallest task to the biggest. May the patroness of our church and of healthcare workers and of nurses intercede for us that we may acquire a greatness in compassion, just as St. Catherine did.